Chapter 6, Extracts of Other Letters to the Wessels Family. The Leaven of Truth. Our special interest should be in God's work. Our whole soul should be full of zeal to work while the day lasts, for the night cometh in which no man can work. The message of warning must be given to the world. I dare not remain indifferent when there are souls to be saved for whom Christ has died. The leaven of truth must be introduced. We see that cities are becoming as they were in the days of Noah, and as were Sodom and Gomorrah. The inhabitants are planting and building. Their passions are stimulated to intense activity by games, horse racing, and intemperance of every description. The fever swells every vein, and the heart throbs with the restless tide of unhallowed emotion. Thousands upon thousands are sunk in a stupid lethargy. Their sleep is as deep as if they were under a powerful, poisonous drug. They are dead in trespasses and sins. And yet no work for God is being done in these cities. The entire tendency is toward corruption, and the end is a moral prostration which means death to the soul. Why should we not be alarmed? Nothing but the leaven of truth can reach the people of these cities. The aid of the great I Am must be relied on. The healing fountain must be proclaimed. If any man thirst, let him come unto me, and drink. The balm of a Savior's love must be presented, to heal the sin-bruised souls. The mighty energies of the Holy Spirit, with all its quickening, recuperative, transforming power, must be applied to the palsy-stricken souls. I see no way that we can do this work other than to engage in medical missionary work.